Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Welcome again to Circles of Change, and thanks for joining us on this sunny morning here in Tucson, or afternoon, wherever you might be, which is indeed the case for our first special guest, Evan Kelsey, who's based in New York City. Hello, Evan. How are you this morning?
Hi, Zara. Good. How about you?
Terrific. Well, it's really great to get a chance to connect with you. I'd like to introduce Evan. He's the Director of International Sales for Vault.com. So those of you who are web streaming today, go out and get up his website simultaneously, vault.com, which is the premier source for employer rankings, ratings, and insight for highly credentialed in-demand candidates. And Evan's been tracking graduate and professional hiring trends globally and how those trends will affect the worldwide workforce. He's currently responsible for managing business development and client relationships for Vault throughout North America, Europe, and Asia Pacific. Evan joined Vault 3 years ago in New York, spending then 2 years opening their first Asia operation in Hong Kong between 2008 and 2009. And now he's back stateside with the Vault mothership, as he said, in New York since January of this year. So the expat repatriation might be a subject we'll get into here today. Evan's a native of Indiana. He earned his Bachelor of Science in Business Management from Purdue University, of course, my alma mater. He was active on the student newspaper and also is a gifted writer, fine artist, and athlete. Like many professionals in his generation, as I say, Evan is faster than the average bear when it comes to technology adoption, and then also as reflective of his going overseas so early in his career, seeing things from an emerging global perspective. So, Evan, back in New York City, although you were in another big mecca, I bet you've gone through some adjustments from Hong Kong to back to the U.S.
It definitely took some time to get used to being back in the States after being away for a couple of years.
Well, and I think also for individuals who get the chance to be in extended arms for their companies, to now be back in corporate headquarters, do you kind of feel detached at times from the action?
Well, you just kind of take a more 10,000-foot view mm-hmm. of what's going on, even from a day-to-day standpoint. You view things in more of a broader perspective.
Yeah, that's a good well put. Well, for those who might not be familiar with your company and actually this whole business sector you participate in, Evan, tell us about the story of Vault and what it is that you folks provide.
Well, Vault actually came about through two brothers and a friend of theirs back in the mid-90s. They had all gone to Stanford. They graduated together and actually had gone off to work. One went to go work for, was an engineering major and went to go work for Chevron. Another went to go on to, I believe, get his MBA. Another went on to law school. And the one who went to work for Chevron, the other two were very excited about because they hadn't yet gotten to the workforce. They wanted to know what it was like. Mm-hmm. And within that first year of working for Chevron, Chevron had, you know, obviously said that what most companies say about working there, which is it's fantastic. There's going to be so many dynamic things you're going to be doing right from the start. You're going to get a whole lot of responsibility. But what ended up being the case was he was studying the viscosity of grease, not the country, for the first for the first 6 months of his job, and was bored. Pretty much quite bored. And so they all got together and they said, if we had known then what we know now, things might have turned out differently. We might have gone, made a different career choice. And so since that time, my company has been writing information in regards to what it's like to work specifically in industries, in certain positions within those industries, and our signature thing is that we actually are able to tell you, take a peek inside major companies and tell you what it's actually like to work there. Every year we distribute a workplace survey with the company to their employees, The employees fill out a survey about what it's like to work there, all different aspects, everything from travel to work-life balance to compensation to interaction with management, interaction with clients, what you're going to get in the interview, what you're going to get as salary, things like that. And then we actually publish that information on Vault.com. So,
well, what I find fascinating, and I want to slow us down a little bit here so for listeners get this, is that you folks are an outside on the inside resource. In other words, that you are outsiders, essentially, not penetrating, in other words, snooping around, you know, trying to crisscross publicly traded information, et cetera. But actually, over the years, you've been openly welcomed into firms to survey their own population, correct, in some sort of independent way, and then turn that data out, I would suspect, both for the own company's use, but also then as part of this more viral, open-ended, we use the word transparent in our prior segment with Ron Evans, transparent way. So, you know, in this day and age, unlike, you know, I'll admit it, I'm in the baby boom generation, you kind of had to do that, you know, due diligence on your own. But in this day and age, there's so much public available information. But what I find fascinating is that through Vault, like you said, this is a survey that companies invite you or you negotiate the chance to come in and do right within their hallowed halls.
That's correct. And
so what happens if you expose something that, you know, they just as soon maybe not like to have out there? How, is there a conversation that happens here, or it's kind of catch as catch can?
Well, the companies understand what they're getting into for the most part. You know, if you can imagine looking at an Amazon.com product review. Now, are you more likely to buy that product if you only see two reviews and they're both glowing, or are you more likely to buy that product if you see 100 reviews and 15 of them are not so good, but 50 of them are, 50 of them are very good, and another, whatever the rest is, are middling, you know.
So you're trying to say that, people respond well to balanced information.
Yeah, I think the democracy of the internet has proven that. I mean, you have sites like Yelp.com, you know, that score restaurants. You have sites that score hotels. You have sites that score, you know, other different industries. But we're the site that scores what it's like to work for companies.
Interesting. Now, you said the mid-90s is when your three founders got together and launched this. So really, your firm has been growing at the same time that the technology has been available that you could adopt to take this to the next level, right? So what I guess I'm saying is that you almost were there before the technology was available to help you. So how has that crisscross of technology now taken you in new ways?
Well, we started off as a book publisher,
and we published
the guide to our first guide was the guide to the top internships in America, because that was information that had never, that type of information had actually never been put out there. But as the you know, internet boom came in the late 90s and the early 2000s, we adopted that, and we have now since actually this year stopped printing guides altogether and gone green, and now are strictly a web-based company. And I think our users respond to that in a much more interactive way than they would than they did before with just being able to download a guide. Now they're actually able to interact with the website and line up their top companies and their top preferences, and we can actually feed information through our website that is relevant to them.
So I can imagine, here you are now in charge of new business development for the firm, correct? And opening up new venues. So, you know, I can see where you might today have the lever to go into a firm and say, you know, you really do want to get featured in our database because your other five major competitors are already here. But dial me back to when, I don't know, let's talk about it. It's the shoe industry, that you don't have any shoe industry companies yet. Why would the first guy step in and say, okay, I'll go first? Is it a certain type of company that you've found over the years that respond well to the idea of being as transparent as you're suggesting we need to be?
It took some forward thinking, to be honest with you. And it took a company that was willing to look at where the internet and the way their candidates will interact and research with the internet goes, and in the coming years, The more information that you have out there about your company, the more your candidates are likely to trust what the company says.
Good point. You know, I think what first introduced me to Vault.com and how you and I got connected is someone and I had a conversation. They said, you know, when we were graduating for college, we didn't ask these kind of questions. I mean, were we savvy enough to really want to know, gee, do they have, a diversity policy in place? You know, do they really live up to their word about 401k and ESOP plans? This is, man, we didn't even think about asking those kind of questions. It was kind of assumed it was there or whatever. But so I would venture to say you folks are riding a wave of a true sophistication of younger people in this day and age, wanting to know really up front what they're getting themselves up to. And I'm not saying that you're distrusting as a generation, but you have had the capability of being just a lot more informed and broader. Have I caught that right?
I think you got it pretty right. I mean, as far as the type of person that will use our website, it's the type of person that really cares about fit at a firm.
Got it.
I deal a lot with companies that recruit very elite talent, and at the elite level, it doesn't really matter whether you give an offer to a candidate that has a 0.01 GPA higher than another. It really matters whether that candidate understands what they're getting into and will stay with your firm for the next 10 years and drive your business rather than take 2 years of the training and investment that you put in them and then go work for your competitor.
Bingo. And so that goes back then to this idea that companies who are really forward-thinking really want to be as transparent possible. In fact, I often say over the years I've done so much recruiting and hiring into my organizations, I really want people to know the good, the bad, and the ugly, because it is what it is. And so, and likewise, you're hopeful that you'll have that kind of transparency in their, you know, genuine interest. But being much more open, it's a new headset for people in this area. I think I'm laughing, you know, your comment about your one colleague that really was the impetus is that, you know, on one hand, he probably would say, sitting in Chevron, gee, there wasn't truth in advertising here. But, you know, the flip side might be he wasn't equipped to ask all the right questions when he walked in.
That's true.
You know, and so I can see where, or what you're saying is the kind of people who use your site right away, my guess is by surfing around Vault.com, it might suddenly dawn on them, oh my word, I didn't even think to ask those three questions when I consider this company, this industry, this department, this location.
Yeah, and that may make you not like a company so much, or it may make you actually love the company more.
Mm-hmm. Or be willing to take a position that isn't exactly the perfect match for you, but gets you in the door, and then you can grow to the next location or the next opportunity.
That's right, and you understand what the career path at that company looks like.
Yeah, if there even is such a thing in this day and age, right? I mean, so many things have changed. At least we hear from your generation that's not that they, even the word use of career path, it can be nasty because it's this thought you're stuck in some track that you have to go check boxes along the way, that you all have a tendency, I think, in this world, realize the power of building your own path. You know, of course, the name of our show here.
Yeah, well, that's definitely true. I think people of the younger generation look at their career path maybe not in terms of a specific company, but in terms of they take ownership of it themselves.
Correct. That's exactly right. And if there's a gap missing, or if there's a chance that they see that, you know, I could really use a sabbatical, I'm checking out, then that's what they're going to do.
Well, and a lot of companies do offer externships now.
Mm-hmm. Describe that, what that means, an externship.
That is when a company, this is very popular among consulting firms, where it's actually built into the yearly growth of the employee that at a certain point, after a certain amount of time put in, they're able to take time off and actually go and work at a job that would not normally be associated with that career path. So if you're a consultant for BCG, or Bain, or McKinsey, or Accenture, you would be able to, after a certain amount of time put in, say, you know what, I've always wanted to try painting for 6 months, or I wanted to try to be a journalist for 6 months.
Or join a nonprofit in a leadership role.
Exactly. And you have the skills and obviously have the credentials to be able to go and do that, but most of the time in a lot of companies, you know, in previous decades, the companies would never let you actively go out and do it. But externship means that you're able to go out and do that in 6 months, and within, you know, when that 6 months is done, you've gotten that out of your system, and you're ready to go back to work.
And bring out of your system, or it's allowed you to reshape your system, and you're going to come back with fresh perspectives and go at it perhaps in a different way. You know, we've talked about how Vault.com is global in nature. Evan, can you clarify for me, like, for example, you folks opening in Asia Pacific, is that so that the multinationals you work with have some boots on the ground in these other countries, or truly going to Hong Kong, was that to enlist and get surveys circulated in Hong Kong-centric firms, or is it some of each?
There was two parts to it. There was a consumer side to it where actually our users, we knew based on where we could tell where our traffic was coming from, that we were having an increasing amount of traffic come from places like India, China, the UK, Brazil, Russia, and as these users, as you can imagine, become more global in their outlook, and as they also become more associated with wanting to get the top jobs in the top industries, the way to get themselves a leg up would be to access a site like Vault and get this insight, so that they not only know what they're getting into, but they know where the synergies lie for themselves and able to open the doors to get access to those jobs.
And so from Vault's standpoint, the idea of then being able to bolster your databases with or even knowing that you might need to reshape your survey based on different cultural dynamics, has that happened as you work with? I mean, to fill out a survey, I mean, I've done a lot of survey work around the globe. And this isn't just the language you do it in German, you know, or Farsi, et cetera, but just the subtleness of your questions can elicit different things, or could be, for example, culturally taboo in one place, but absolutely accepted in another. So part of this vision of Vault expanding globally, is it indeed to adopt those different types of even the different types of questions you would ask about different companies?
Well, and I think you're right. We definitely try to be as culturally sensitive as possible when we're doing our surveys within specific countries outside the U.S. The policies in a place, for example, in China, they actually don't have any laws regarding what you can and cannot ask in an interview. To a large degree. So if you are interviewing for a sales role in Shanghai, they may ask you something like, how well can you hold your alcohol?
Right. Are you married and do you have children?
Yeah, you'll be the object of the job is to do X, Y, and Z, and that may require a lifestyle change for you.
Mm-hmm. So that knowledge.
So we try to be culturally sensitive when we do our surveys, the initial industries that we went into were mostly professional services, so banking, accounting, consulting, law.
Right.
With the end goal to eventually be able to create surveys for all sorts of industries, and to be able to flatten the break down the walls of what it's actually like to work at these large multinational firms as well as local firms.
And so over the years, this survey work, there are big distinctions between the variety of consulting companies, correct? And one is just not like another, just the same way in the manufacturing world or other sector.
Mm-hmm.
What would you characterize as a success story then, Evan? Can you tell us a few, whether that be from the candidate's perspective or the companies that have engaged your services and put their data out through your tentacles?
I must say that this year in particular, I had a great example of someone who was someone that we partnered with over on the company side, and she in particular really believed in the democratization of information about what it's like to work for her company. She had actually been in a previous role where she had worked very closely with us at another consulting firm, and greatly increased the number of survey respondents that they had among their employees. And all of a sudden, she trades up and gets to a larger firm This particular one was Booz & Co., and they had not particularly emphasized distributing our survey before, and she went to top management, made her case, and to be able to distribute the survey and really get as many respondents as possible. And what we saw was that not only did Booz get more survey respondents, but they actually did better in our rankings. There was more information available, and there will be more information available. Actually, those rankings will come out on the 24th of August for all to see. And she knows that's in the end a very good thing for any candidate looking to work for a top consulting firm to be able to get this insight into Booz & Co.
Right. And so your point being is that at the end of the day, the desired outcome is to equip, the really discerning candidates for having a legitimate look-see at what you're doing, that they can be more informed, and thus hopefully the company will select people that then will be more likely to be retained and build the cadre of the organization.
Yeah, the biggest problem for, and I know you know this very intimately, the biggest problem for on the HR side for any company is to hire talent and invest and train in talent that eventually leaves and goes and works for your competitors.
And I think presupposed in that is that you indeed have hired someone that you have done due diligence and that they're a good fit. I mean, that's what we would say here earlier in our discussion with Marlis Hansen and other shows about the motivated abilities assessment process. That still all comes back to people being able to openly talk about it. So that idea of transparency of information. How many employees does Vault have at this point, Evan?
We're less than 100, and we're based on we're based here in Soho in Manhattan, and been around for 15 years now.
That's right. And the frontier, you said that, you made the decision to probably give up one of the sacred cows, which was this whole idea of publishing books. So now that you're 100% internet-based, mm-hmm. Are there any insights and trends you see just within your own industry as you and the firm charts the next big kerpow you're going after?
Well, there is certainly among our niche industry, which would be it's around recruitment. Mm-hmm. We are seeing trends of actually there was a couple of things from this year's surveys that we did that became very prevalent and increased in value in terms of how a candidate assesses a possible employer. So in years past, we had seen a slight uptick in the attribute of firm culture and the importance of
right.
firm culture in a candidate's mind before they will go and accept the offer. But in this year's surveys for law, accounting, banking, consulting, and you can take those with a grain of salt, but those are industries where talent is the product.
You bet.
So those employees care deeply about who they work for,
okay.
and do a very good diligent assessment. What we saw was that trend of firm culture. When we asked the employees, what are the top 10 attributes that made you accept the offer with your firm? This year, firm culture came out in some cases more than a 3-to-1 margin as the number one factor in accepting the offer.
Which is a significant shift. So that goes back to then your strategy of communicating and your whole recruitment documentation. Well, Evan Kelsey, thank you so much for joining us here today from Vault.com. We'll look forward to tracking you and your progression as, you were in Hong Kong. Who knows where you're going to go next? But for the time being, great success there in New York City on behalf of your firm.
Thanks very much, Sarah.
You bet. Have a great afternoon. Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it. Going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.